Welcome, dear family. Thank you for being here with us. I have an important message today. Not that the others aren't, but they are. But this is very critical right now in this moment. Father Ezekiel had a dream, a warning dream. And I won't go into the details of it because it doesn't pertain so much to the message as the other circumstances, words, and dreams that people came up with. During prayer, one of our priests had a vision of a control room. She was in the military. She had a vision of a huge control room. And in the middle of this room were two men. They were working with the instrument panels. One of the men was Middle Eastern and the other was Chinese. And the Chinese man, who asked what? I forgot.
The Middle Eastern man asked the Chinese man.
What okay. was the destination?
They were setting up bombs to be sent to different places. And apparently now all of their instrument panels are linked together. Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea. Apparently all of their instrument panels are aligned. And they can all do something from where they are in their country to affect the world. But in this situation, it's the Chinese man, right, that asked. Okay, the Iranian man. There were two men there. One was Iranian, the other was Chinese. And the Iranian man asked the Chinese man, where are these bombs set to go? What is their destination? He answered him, America. So we all went into some pretty heavy-duty prayer after this. And someone else had a vision. Abort.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The same one that had the vision of the instrument panel and the conversation, at the end of our intercession, she saw abort on the instrument panel. In other words, prayer is going to mitigate this to some degree. So when I came into prayer to listen for the Lord's voice and see what he wanted to say, he said, well, first, before he said this, I saw him in agony, almost tearing at his heart, and tears just flowing down his face, and just agony, just twisted and torn and in such pain, such agony. Jesus began, "You can see the agony I am suffering in this moment for all the people of the world, because there is not one nation that will not suffer because of this war, which we are trying to avert. I told you before that there were not enough prayers, but if enough rise up, many of the chastisements will be mitigated. Yet, my spouse, many cannot be withheld, especially for the capitals of Satan's degradation, the destruction of Nineveh." There he was referring to New York City. "The fate of many other cities are hanging in the balance because they have long been established as world capitals of iniquity. Their fate is sealed. That does not mean that all the inhabitants of the place are doomed. It just means that the entire structure must be brought down to the ground. You can still pray for the inhabitants to be saved. This indeed is my will. Pray also for the innocent children beneath these dens of iniquity, that they will be released unharmed or brought here to me in heaven." So, going back about the first part of this paragraph, I just noticed the Lord said the fate of many other cities is hanging in the balance. And then he said, but their fate is sealed. The world capitals of iniquity, their fate is sealed. I think it's a matter of timing. I don't think he's contradicting himself. I think he's saying it's a matter of timing, how and when that will come about. And Henry Groover was told, don't pray for that city. Pray for the people, but don't pray for the city, because its fate is sealed. Okay, Jesus continued, so many occasions of war have been thwarted. It truly is a mystery to the black hearts. Now, the Lord used to call these people black hats. He is now calling them black hearts. They do not understand why their plans continue to fail. Without the knowledge of God, of my power, none of them can fathom why they keep on failing. You remember the line in Scripture where an officer is responding to the king. They hear what you whisper in your bedroom. There's nothing hidden from them. Because the king was perplexed that all of his plans were being thwarted. It was like he had a traitor in his midst. And the captain was telling him, they hear what goes on in your bedroom. You know, they hear everything. So that is the way it is going now as well. I tell you exactly what they are planning so you can plan the counterattack. I keep nothing hidden from my chosen vessels. It's interesting that he should say this now, because that saying, they can hear what you say in your bedroom, has been going through my mind for a couple of days. And that's the Lord's intel. We can get some kind of phony intel off of the internet, but the real intel is from Jesus. He knows what's going on, what's going down, and how to stop it. Okay. Everyone is preparing for war, Claire. Everyone. But it remains yet to be seen which places will fall, who will recover, who forever will be no more. New York City is one place that will never exist again. Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, Seattle, and others. But the prayers you are now offering will be received where the need is the greatest. You and I have much work to do together, so please do not allow the enemy to separate our working presence again. And what he's talking about is our partnership, and wow, guys, you've really got to get this down. Really get this in your head firmly. The enemy will dull your conscience and at the same time provoke you to do something for the good of whoever or whatever that is out of God's will. Then after you do it, you're going to feel the sting in your conscience. That doesn't quite feel right, but it's already put a lead curtain between you and the Lord because of your sin. And at that point, you've got to stop everything and repent. Now, the Lord is working with all of his vessels unto honor in a partnership. And what the Lord is saying, this is no time to let the enemy get away with fooling you and throwing you off track. Maintain a relationship. If you can't discern, and I'm paraphrasing, if you can't discern for the moment whether the action is the right action or the wrong action, just assume it's the wrong action and do what the Lord, you know the Lord would approve of, would please the Lord for sure. Choose that option and let the other thing go. Because I know it happens to me. I get a compulsion. Oh, I should quit. I should do this. And I don't check with the Lord, and I end up getting ensnared. But he's teaching me not to do that. So I'm passing it on to you, because that is an important point. Okay. As far as the community is concerned, it is safe. I am protecting it, because I need it to be functioning, especially in intercession. The temptation, when things become hard, to leave the path of self-denial and follow after the lusts of your heart becomes very strong and is weaponized by the enemy. So beware, even as the card says, be watchful. And that was a rhema that popped up when I opened my browser. Be watchful. The demons have many devices prepared to throw you off track, but I have forewarned you. Therefore, do not be beguiled. Rather, keep in the forefront your love of me with your sacrifices and do not allow yourself to be drawn off. No greater love is there than a love that is willing to lay down their life for their friend. Many lives will be lost. This, to me, is a very, very sad thing. Yet for many, it will only be the beginning, because they will be taken to heaven. It is the ones eternally damned that I grieve over the most. And you know what that feels like when you lost your favorite kitty. But he is in the next world waiting for you. These others I'm speaking of, I will never be able to fellowship with and enjoy them forever. Be aware of the heresy that I will liberate hell. This is a complete lie. The souls are there because they have totally rejected me, and I will not force them. Lord, how do I handle this fatigue, falling asleep during the rosary? He said, keep doing what you're doing. It does help. And I do not fault you for this. You are only human. And what do I do, guys? Take a handful of chocolate chips and go back to the message. And that seems to put my mind back to the point where I can really hear the Lord. Yeah, it's really rough sometimes. I don't know why it happens, but I start to fall asleep. Okay. And I said to him, but how could I fall asleep when the creator of the universe is speaking with me? I don't get it. The Lord chuckled and he said, it's a fine art, my bride, and you've got it down. He said with a wry smile. I bless you all, heart dwellers, he continued. Know that this war is in your hands in many ways. You have the tools to stop it or accelerate it. Rise up, push through, and pray for your nation and the souls who will perish, the ones who do not yet know me. And that was the end of his message.